Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Your first look at gossip being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And why not save 2020? By the end of 2020, with as little as about 40 bucks a week, open up a savings account there and watch your money grow. For details, call 733-2800. All right. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Even supermodels get called for jury duty sometimes, like Gigi Hadid. She has been called in. She was one of the 120 potential jurors who showed up yesterday for Harvey Weinstein's trial in Manhattan. And here's the thing. While she admitted she had met Harvey, she also told the judge that she could be fair and impartial. So after hearing a list of potential witnesses, she also admitted she'd met Selma Hayek, who is sort of semi-involved in the allegations against Harvey. Yeah. She was still among the 35 potential jurors who were asked to fill out a jury questionnaire and come back on Thursday, according to CNN.
Did the judge like her?
Everybody liked
I'd love
so
for
far.
You to stick around, but that's such a conflict of interest.
It may or may not be. I mean, they say a jury of your peers, right? So,
I don't get it, but we'll see.
I don't know.
We've got to wait till Thursday when she gets called back and see if she makes it through yet another round. It's almost like talking about a reality show, right? So weird. Looks like Kai Gerber, the daughter of Cindy Crawford, and Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live are taking a little breather. We told you things were actually heating up after he met Cindy and Randy Gerber, who are Kai's parents. But now there's this little cooling off period for them. Apparently, Pete wants to kick off 2020 with kind of a health kick. And when he says health, he means working on his mental health.
Yeah.
So he's going to take this little semi-vacation. And that's fine by her, as a matter of fact. So she's willing to give him the space he needs. And we'll see if they end up back together or not.
Because I know her parents are very concerned about her.
You know, they definitely want to meet him right away.
Apartment, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A few months after his very public split from Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth off the market again. We told you there was a rumor that he had been seeing model Gabriella Brooks.
I just picture you say off the market like he flips a sign at a store, you know?
He might.
Instead of, I'm off the market.
But apparently this model that he spent New Year's Eve with, they've been spotted together again, kissing on a beach in Australia, getting a little handsy. What a way for him to celebrate his birthday, right? And from what we hear, she has met his parents in Australia. That's according to New Idea. So you meet the parents, you know it's taken to another level, right?
Well, it's always a cheap place to stay, too, though.
Oh, the parents?
Yeah. Parents' house. Yeah. Yes. So maybe they were forced to, because, you know, he might not be able to afford it.
Right.
Sure.
That's true. That makes sense.
And singer Sia, she's worked with Diplo. He's a very talented artist. The two of them have a good working relationship. Mm-hmm. But apparently she was interested in a little bit more than just a working relationship. So she said that this year she wrote him a text and say, hey, listen, you're one of five people that I'm attracted to. And I've decided to be single for the rest of my life. So you want to meet up just for some fun?
But the next question is, where do I fall on the list?
Text all five, though?
Right.
I don't know.
It's like to that movie, to all the boys I've loved before or whatever.
True.
That Netflix movie. She sends it out to all the people she liked.
Just the five.
Yeah. It's better chances of landing somebody
when you
mass text someone.
Isn't it just an honor to be nominated? I mean, that's what I've heard anyway. Well,
I guess.
Did he write that back to her? That'd be a good,
it's an honor to
be a good follow-up, yeah.
Right.
We don't know if he accepted. We don't know if there was any swinging from the chandelier. We will definitely have to keep you posted.
Chandelier reference. Got it.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here are the news stories you're probably going to be really interested in. Dina has her Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Have 2020 saved by the end of the year of 2020 with as little as about $40 a week. Open up a PVCU savings account now. Details at pvcu.org. All right. So what's up, Dina?
Oh, with all this Prince Harry and Meghan Markle drama, the Queen has finally responded in a statement. And she says that her family and she are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. She says, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family.
Okay. That's not how you feel. She had to do it because they are moving out.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we're going to let them.
Totally.
You can't really say no.
Yeah, the thing is, she says this and more, by the way, but I'm going to read into this a little deeper because it's safe to say she probably hasn't been too happy with them for a while now since during the Queen's annual Christmas address broadcast, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fans were able to see photos on her desk of Prince William and Kate Middleton's family and Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles in frames on her desk. No pictures of Harry and Meghan.
What? They're in the drawer?
That was shortly after they announced they would not be spending the holidays with the royals and instead going on a six-week vacation to Canada with Meghan's mom, Doria.
Wow.
I'm changing the locks.
So the Queen says
on the castles.
A lot of controversy going on here.
That's right. Oh, drama. And I'll have more coming your way later this morning, too. Abby Huntsman is leaving The View after 2.5 years. ABC News confirms she's exiting the show so she can help her father, John Huntsman's campaign for governor of Utah. Or is that really the reason? I mean, so far, what we're hearing is that Meghan McCain is partly the reason Abby's leaving. They were not getting along well. Well, to be honest, Meghan wasn't getting along with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Abby's the only other conservative on the show. And so the two of them were most likely to be compatible as friends. However, they hit a rough patch. And basically, that was over their political upbringing. So according to a source, they aren't speaking to each other. It's been about a month. Hmm. None of the ladies talk to Meghan now.
Makes me stressed every time I check out that show.
I know,
because, I mean,
right?
They're literally arguing about politics. Right. How could you not want to quit?
Just everybody stop and let's go shoe shopping, okay? Make it all better. Well, Jar of Hearts singer Christina Perry shared some sad news on Instagram this weekend. She suffered a miscarriage in her 11th week of pregnancy.
She said,
"We were only 1 week away from sharing the news, so I feel like it's also important to share this news too, and I want to continue to help change the story and stigma, secrecy and shame." So she and her husband, they are parents to their one-year-old daughter, Carmella, and we wish them the best as they start their healing process now. Well, after Jillian Michaels got blasted for fat shaming Lizzo last week, Bob Harper wasn't falling for that. He knew better than to try to go there. He's the host of the reboot of The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
He was the other guy with her on the show before, right?
Okay, yes, on USA Network.
The one that had the heart attack, too. The guy's like in perfect shape.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But, you know, and that just goes to show you healthy people can have heart attacks, too,
right?
And have health problems, too.
That's going to be my excuse.
But he did not. Yes, yeah, sure. He did not fall for it. He was not baited, or he was baited, but he didn't fall for it. He says, "I can't comment on her health. All I know is I love her. I love her music, and she could play a mean flute."
It's true.
That's all you need in life.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. You
could,
good statement.
Mean flute, you're good.
Very smart, and then just zip it after that, right?
Mic drop.
I have nothing else to say.
And that's your
weight drop or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Dumbbell drop.
Dumbbell.
That's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. How would you like to save 2020 by the end of 2020 for just about $40 a week? Open up a savings account at PVCU, and for details, call 733-2800. So what's up in gossip, Dina?
All right, the 2020 Oscar nominations are out, and this year, it's all about Joker. Leads with 11 nominations, and it's on track to match the records of Titanic and Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, as well as Ben-Hur.
Wow.
So as expected, though, frontrunners also include Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, Sam Mendes' World War One epic 1917, and Quentin Tarantino's star-studded Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They follow the Joker with 10 nominations, and it's going to be airing on February 9th. Okay, but the big news is who got snubbed.
Oh, no.
Me.
First and foremost, in the Best Director category for the second year in a row, women were completely left out, and even Issa Rae, who was announcing the Best Director nominations, threw a little shade to the Academy by saying congratulations to these men. Here's who else missed out on a nomination. Jennifer Lopez for Hustlers, Lupita Nyong'o for Us, when she played two different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Kidman for Bombshell, Robert De Niro for The Irishman, Eddie Murphy in Dolomite Is My Name, and Frozen
funny movie.
2
yeah.
did not get a Best Animated Movie Feature.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, those animated characters, very upset.
Yeah, man.
Awkwafina, Taron Egerton also missing out, and Adam Sandler for Uncut Gems. And we're used to seeing him on the opposite of the Oscars list, like the Razzies and stuff like
that.
But he did congratulate Kathy Bates, who got a nomination, and she responded with, "I love you, my Bobby Boucher. You was robbed, but Mama loves you. I learned a new urban slang word for you, you da goat." Not the one we eat at home, son. That's from their movie together, Waterboy.
TLC's coming out with a new movie, too, called a new song, I Don't Want No Snubs.
I don't want no snubs.
That was good. Good joke.
More details from the palace.
Been working on it since last Tuesday.
Yes. When did that song come out? That's how long you've been working on it.
More details from the palace on Meghan and Harry's departure. Apparently, it was so they could protect their son, Archie. Meghan didn't want him growing up in royal spotlight, and it's not the life she wants for him. And they say they're not going to rely on public funds, but it is worth noting that, according to one security professional, Canada will be obligated to cover the cost of a security detail to the family because of Harry's status as a prince and duke. And, you know, Canada is a Commonwealth country.
Yeah.
They can't decline security because of their ties to the monarchy, according to Page Six. And that could cost Canada millions.
And don't they get diplomatic immunity? Like, he can speed and not get tickets. They can break the law.
I thought we were sure, but he's not really a diplomat.
He's a royal man.
I don't know if his role is completely determined just yet. I have no idea. They still don't know what's going on with this couple.
Huh.
Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Tori Spelling's 11-year-old daughter has a broken ankle.
Uh-oh.
Tori posted a picture on Instagram of her daughter Stella's cast, saying that she has a broken ankle again. So apparently she broke her ankle once before in 2013. I don't know what these kids are doing.
Hmm.
Dangerous life. Must be soccer, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
A good cast you can reuse or something, like a Velcro one.
Oh, that's good.
She already has it.
So, I was going to say, I hope they have good insurance, but you know, this family's always in money troubles, so who knows?
Yeah.
Teen Mom OG stars Mackenzie Edwards and Ryan Edwards are parents again. So Mackenzie posted on Instagram that they have welcomed their daughter, Stella. Look, another Stella. There you go. She was born New Year's Day. She was expected a couple, you know, weeks into January, but she surprised them a little early.
Ta-da! First words, ta-da!
We know they weren't prepared for the quick arrival since MTV cameras missed it completely.
Oh, wow. They're out celebrating New Year's, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they weren't ready.
They were.
Wow.
Quick, get it back in.
That's rough.
Camera crew's on their way.
Take two.
And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.